When Hopkins started working for Lloyd's, he was provided with a large room, handsomely equipped, containing the latest electronics and security devices which he used to conduct experiments when designing the Steadley's security systems. He fondly referred to these quarters as the investigation room. It was here that he now found himself conducting his own investigation into the robberies of his banks. Hopkins gestured to the blackboard and spoke to two hand-picked assistants from his staff.
Gentlemen, we have these preponderant clues about the identity of our bank robber. From my interviews, I can tell you that the man we're looking for is in his late 40s or early 50s, tall, approximately 6 feet, Caucasian, and proficient in languages. From the tape I borrowed, my language experts tell me that there's a trace of Northern English in his French. The bomb squad says that the bomb devices left at the banks were similar to the ones used against the Jerrys in World War II. However, they incorporate the latest miniaturized electronics, which explains the reduction in size. The only conclusion I can derive so far is that our suspect might be a British or former British subject.
The ruddy-faced young man stirred in his seat.
Any thoughts, gentlemen? Sir, what about fingerprints? Ah, yes, I thought of that too, Smythe. Do you know how many patrons left their fingerprints that day? Sir, I have one more thought. I have a hunch this man might have served under Her Majesty. Go on,
said Hopkins.
He has an accent and a rather sophisticated bomb. It is possible that someone of this caliber could have served in intelligence.
Smythe's large shoulders seemed to rise with the theory he'd raised.
Why, Smythe, you're more brilliant than I give you credit for. I dare say we now have a big, painstaking job ahead of us. Smythe, thank you for volunteering to search Army intelligence files to pursue this further. Farragut,
Jared said to the quiet, seemingly shy fellow sitting next to Smythe.
Find out how many men had the capability to design such a bomb.